be joined by Maka Bygoria, who is the founder of Avacadmy. She is an accomplished UX, UI designer, lifelong teacher, and she combined her passions and she's created a community to help learners join the next generation of UX designers with Avacadmy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So we're going to dive into the full story of Avacadmy and how that can be potentially beneficial for our listeners and our audience for if they're looking for that potential career change or that relaunch or that pivot. But I want to start with your own story because you are a career changer yourself and you're working as a mechanical engineer at Boeing and then you hopped into this new field. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I went to school, I got a degree in mechanical engineering with like hopes and dreams of like designing the next airplane and like very love airplanes from a young age. Land my dream job, which is very hard to do. Move out west from, so I was in Florida, but I moved to Seattle. And about a year in, less than a year, honestly, I just really hated the job. It was not at all what I expected. I was pretty miserable. I used to have a little like sad, I think her name is Sadness from like one of the Disney movies on my desk. I was just not happy, not fulfilled. I'm a person that likes to like be doing stuff and solving problems. And I was just sitting at a desk, not doing much for 8 hours a day. So at some point I was talking to my mom and, you know, I was like, I don't know, I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like, then don't, you know, like, why are you doing this? And, I think from that conversation, it took me a week to like list my apartment on Craigslist and just get out of Seattle and kind of drive back across the country, to Florida. And at that point, I knew I had to do something, right? I felt the pressure of like, I need to figure out what I'm doing. I'm a child of immigrants. I immigrated to this country myself from Argentina at a very young age. And ultimately, I felt this pressure to like have to do something, right? As immigrants, like your parents tell you, like, we came to this country to give you a better opportunity. And I knew I had to do something with my life. I couldn't not do anything. I was on YouTube and kind of went down one of those YouTube holes one day and kind of found what UX design was. And at this point in my life, I had enrolled in grad school for mechanical engineering. Again, I was like, I have to do something with my time. But I knew it wasn't that. Like, I knew engineering wasn't for me. So I started learning design myself on YouTube. At the time, the kind of options out there to go to school were really expensive and that, you know, I was in debt from quitting a job before the year mark was up. And I was trying to just kind of figure out my life. So I self-taught myself design through what I call YouTube University, which is just like watching a bunch of videos and trying to figure things out. I would go on Craigslist every day and like email business owners to be like, let me design your website for you. Let me design your app for you. Kind of built a portfolio of work that way. And ultimately was able to transition into the really great UX UI design career that I had for a couple of years. I worked for a startup incubator, helping with some design things with the startups there. Then I worked at IBM, and then ultimately I worked at PwC as a design consultant, specializing in voice UX in my last year or so. So that's how I transitioned into UX UI design. From there is how Avacadmy got started, which I'm happy to dive into, but I'll stop for a second.
I just want to recognize that you had that aha moment at that first job, which was originally a dream job, and maybe on paper people looking on the outside would call that an amazing job, and it seemed weird to quit your job. But I love how you sort of tapped into that sadness you felt, and I like to call that the discontented optimism, and really feeling the discontentment at the job you don't like, and then saying, okay, what am I going to do to create my results, create my new future? So I love those stories where people are having that courage really to listen to their own gut about what they really want or what they really do not want. And then I also just love that you started from scratch and you started emailing people on Craigslist and you just self-taught. Yeah. And like all this scrappiness and this autodidactic approach is that's what we're all about. So I'm curious, I was going to ask more about that portfolio building process. Obviously you were learning on YouTube and you were kind of just looking for opportunities in the real world. Were you also building projects that were maybe like mock projects? So tell us more about how you kind of gained that experience.
Yeah, the experience was all real projects and they were for the clients that I found on Craigslist. So they were all paid. When I say paid lightly, they were maybe like $10 an hour, $12 an hour fixed fee projects. And back then, a portfolio was just like a PDF, right, that you put together and kind of sent out to people. So don't think portfolio like these days you have your website and everything's kind of up and, you know, you have the working prototypes, but rather I just put together a PDF of all of my work. And they were all real projects for the people I found on Craigslist that needed work at the time.
Awesome. Awesome. So, okay. So break it down for someone listening who maybe he's never really heard of the term UX UI. Like, how would you explain UX UI to someone, or how would you explain it to a little kid? Like, what is the introductory version of what is UX UI, especially in these modern times as the digital world continues to evolve?
Yeah, so I think, you know, any app that we use on our phone, people understand that it's coded, right? Like somebody's writing some magic code that like brings it to life. Before that happens, someone needs to design it. Like someone needs to decide what it's going to look like, UI, and how it's going to work, which is UX, right? So I think there's this belief that a developer does all of that, right? Like they decide what's going to go on the screen and how it works. But really in the UX UI design world, you work with a developer, they build what you design. We say that, you know, UX is just how it works. Like there's going to be a button that has, there's going to be a form that has a submit button and that gets sent, right? Somewhere where the information is extracted, where UI can say the button is going to be green, right? It's not going to be red because if you make a red button, people might be like, oh, should I click that or not? So that's like the short explanation and it can apply to apps, websites, experiences, and it gets the big field, but in its simplicity, it's like how it works and how it looks.
I love it. Yeah. It's easy to take it for granted. If you never really pause to think about, and you're going on your web browser, you're going on your apps and well, there's a human who actually created that interface, right?
Right.
That's the field, right? It's designing. And so it's not coding, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So there's no coding involved. I think that's the biggest misconception, right? People think that to break into tech, you need to know how to code. And there's a lot of careers in tech that you don't need to learn how to code for. And UX UI design is just one of them.
Great. So tell us more about, like, I mean, you started from scratch. Like, tell us more, or give someone some encouragement who might have zero experience in tech, in UX UI, but maybe they're looking for that shift, they want to break into the remote tech job in general, and they're kind of curious to find something that's more fulfilling, more creative. Like, give us the kind of pitch for someone who maybe has no real experience but wants to make that pivot.
Yeah, I think the great thing about UX UI design is that as a field, it's fairly new. So I like to say it's a forgiving field, right? You don't need a UX UI design degree to be successful. You need to just understand the UX UI design process. It's not a very technical process. So if you're somebody that's curious, you know, is always asking questions, is creative in the way that you think. So you don't need to be an artist, right? Like painting things and things like that, but you need to be creative, be able to come up with a lot of solutions, then you know, UX UI is a great field to be able to put those skills to use. it's still considered part of the tech field. So you have the flexibility that comes with tech jobs of, you know, great paid time off, money, right? It's salaries are crazy these days. Our students coming out of our program are averaging $85,000 a year. We've seen some highs in the 180K, which to me like blows my mind because back in the day, salaries were not that crazy. But ultimately, it's something that can be learned. You know, in a couple of months, with the right mentorship and the right help, you can learn the process. You can kind of shift your thinking to really focus on how people do things, why people do things, and ultimately become a designer that designs for users, for people. A question we get often is like, do I need to be good at math? And you don't need to be good at math. You don't need to be an artist. It's just that creativity and curiosity that really drives, right, success in this career.
Man, I love that. I'm getting like real excited over here to hear those two words, curiosity and creativity, because that's core to my values, core to our values at Career Hackers and the Daily Job Hunt. And I like to always preach to people, hey, it doesn't matter what your background is, when you turn inward towards those innate abilities that you're born with, born with curiosity and creativity. So just a natural learning process. If you tell yourself, oh, I'm curious to go learn UX UI. Well,
yeah,
great. You have the motivation. Now you go seek it out. Now you start learning by doing. And that's the natural learning process. So it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what your background is. It matters, like, do you choose to do it? And then right, anything's possible.
Yeah, we've had folks in their late 50s do our intro course, and like we're able to help them. You know, they go from not understanding how to copy paste, like literally didn't understand the concept of copying and pasting text on a computer, to designing screens in Figma and creating prototypes using InVision. And to me, that's, you know, I'm getting goosebumps telling you, like, the fact that how did we realize this person did not understand how to copy paste all the way to getting them to finish our course. Then we have folks that go all the way through to our career change that are like hairdressers or caretakers of their parents. You know, we're not taking graphic designers and turning them into UX designers. Like, we're taking teachers, caretakers, hairdressers, like all of these folks with completely different backgrounds that are just putting in like the work and end up on the other side with these crazy careers in tech, which to me is like the most fulfilling part of this, right? Is helping these people change jobs.
Oh man, I'm getting goosebumps as well. This is incredible. This is the future. Like, you don't need that college degree. You don't need all that 4 to 6 years of time investment. You don't need to be coming from a certain background, a certain level of income or education. It's like, hey, you can tap in the World Wide Web, get this program, a couple months long, boom, 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 knock it out, start pitching companies, and you got yourself a new career. It's actually that simple. It's not necessarily easy, but it's pretty simple. And if you have that curiosity, then you can make it happen. So tell us more about Av Academy specifically, and, you know, what makes you valuable and special, and what your different offerings are.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, a little over 2 years ago, as a designer myself, I really set out to figure out why we didn't have more diverse individuals in the field, right? Like, I wanted more people that looked like me and had similar lived experiences to me in my design teams, right? I didn't want to be the person always pitching about, you know, pronouns, right? Like, why we shouldn't assume somebody's pronouns in like the notification we're designing, or like, I didn't want to be the go-to D&I person. Like, I wanted to have that diverse team where everybody just understood those things, right? And I didn't have to constantly be teaching these things. So I set out to just understand why the pipeline wasn't there for candidates at the company I was currently at, and then just realize like the people applying all kind of looked the same way, right? And had the same background and the same education. So I went on Reddit and just scheduled 150 some mentoring calls with folks that were like considering breaking into the field. And I realized that the two pain points that I took out from that research was just people didn't have the money, right? Like the programs at the time were $15,000-$24,000 a month, like not a month, $15,000-$24,000 for the whole program. And they took like either 9 weeks of full-time commitment or up to a year and a half of commitment. And there were certain people, right? Like take a mom with newborn child. They don't have a full-time, like their full-time job is taking care of that child. They can't take 9 weeks off their job, right? Like that is taking care of a child. So these traditional programs were leaving out the people that I wanted to see on my teams as a designer. So at the time I said, I'm going to start this program. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to help a couple people a month. Like I wanted to do something that was fulfilling again and, you know, help more diverse people change into the field. So I started this really as like, let me help six people a month and maybe I can do this full time and just kind of help folks. And it just kind of like snowballed in a good way. As of right now, we've enrolled over 2,500 people into our intro program. And we've helped hundreds of people find jobs. So I'll tell you a little bit more about our offering. So we have our foundations program. That is a 8-week program. And in that program, you are essentially learning the foundations, right? As it says in the title. So you're working through one project end to end and building your portfolio to put that one project in. So it's really like the first step into changing careers. It's understanding the foundations, understanding the process, and making sure that this is for you, right? Like this is the time that you're taking to do individual learning, make sure you really love this and can commit to the career change. What we've done differently is that all these other programs don't offer this intro piece, right? They offer like the full commitment. And you have to decide, yes, I'll pay 15 grand, or yes, I'll pay this much money and commit this much time. In our case, we charge a little under $2,000. You can finance up to like, I think 18 months for like 60 some dollars a month. And we give you that opportunity to figure out if it's for you before you make the big commitment, right? Of changing careers and spending a couple months learning. So that's the foundations program. 2 months, 8 weeks. And then we have our Career Jumpstart program. In the Career Jumpstart program, once you finish foundations, you spend 2 months working on real client projects. So we've actually created a studio where we find clients, startups, and nonprofits. And then we put 4 to 6 designers with senior designers, PMs, like staff from Avocademy to support you on actually working on month-long projects. So part of Career Jumpstart, those 2 months, you're working on projects. And then for 6 more months, we support your job search. So just to recap, in total, you're spending 2 months in foundations, 2 months in Career Jumpstart doing projects, and then 6 months of job search. That job search typically doesn't take a full 6 months, but we do give you 6 months of mock interviews, resume help, portfolio reviews, unlimited mentorship, like all the support you need. And again, like traditional programs do that job search, like is like post-graduation services. For us, like our work is not done until you find a job in Career Jumpstart.
I'll
pause there.
Yeah, I love the integration of all those elements. And I just love that you're catering to people who might have that newborn baby, they might not have a ton of time. So just to be clear that, again, if someone is starting from scratch, maybe they will want to start that foundations program. How much of a time commitment is that per week or per month?
Yeah, so the foundations program is about 15 to 20 hours per week. What's great about it is that it's really flexible. So if you do have that child, you can work an hour at whatever time the child is sleeping. You can work after they go to sleep at nighttime. It's asynchronous learning in terms of like the content you're consuming. There's a set of activities you're working through, and then those activities are reviewed by mentors. And you can also jump on a Zoom call one-on-one with a mentor as much as you want throughout those 8 weeks. So the time commitment is about part-time, but super flexible. It's like you want to only do it on weekends or you want to do it really early mornings.
Yeah, it's totally doable. You know, put in 3 hours on weekends, you know, 2 hours on weekdays, a little less than that even, right? You know, spread that out over the course of the day, chunk your time, you know, first thing in the morning or after in the evening, like just kind of make it happen if you have that. And if you have that mindset to say, I want to invest in myself, make this pivot and make a shift that's going to bring me these benefits in the long haul. You might not see that right away, right? It's not a push a button and all of a sudden you have a life that makes you come alive and you have tons of money. You invest in yourself and you're investing in your future and the potential for all this fulfillment and creativity and flexibility. You know, if you're looking to break into a remote job, a lot of people in our audience,
Yeah.
And one of our recent emails was about remote jobs, like the subject line. And that was the highest open rate of all time. Like, oh, people really want remote jobs. So if that's you and you're not in that yet, well, this is a field and it's growing in demand as the tech world in general continues to grow. So we're going to have a link in the show notes for where you can learn more about Av Academy and you can kind of just get a feel for it. You know, there's a webinar that they offer about UX UI and you can kind of dive into their ecosystem and kind of see if it's going to be a good fit for you. Cause obviously you want to be intentional about these types of things and see if it resonates with you. So before we finish up, I just want to hear if anything comes to mind, like a story of someone, an alumni or someone who's gone through your program that, you kind of alluded to a couple of short stories, but I would love to hear any more stories that come to mind about somebody who's had a really outstanding experience.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to preface this with saying, like, our grads, when they land jobs, they're making 3 times as much money as they were making before, right? So some folks are making in the low 30s and end up making anywhere from mid 80s to 90s. And, you know, folks are working retail or they're going to school. And that's a significant change, right? So much so that we have content in our course around like what to do now that you have healthcare benefits, right? There's folks that have never had healthcare benefits, don't understand what 401k is, and don't know what to do with the extra money. Like we even have a module on like how to save once you start receiving this income. So with that in mind, you know, we had a student, she landed a job making 96K, almost six figures. And she sent me a message and I'd been helping her through the interviews myself. She had like broken down crying in an interview because she was so nervous and she didn't think she was going to get the job. And she got that job, actually the one where she had a little bit of a moment in the interview. And she told me that we were helping break generational curses in her family, that she never thought, you know, anybody in her family would make more than 40K a year. And she was now, you know, with this job close to six figures after, I think, being with us for like six to eight months from start to finish. And for me, that's what keeps us going, right? Like running your own business is really hard, having your own company. You know, we have 100 plus folks that work for us. And just knowing, you know, that every day, if not every other day, there's somebody, we get a message from somebody saying like, couldn't have done this without you guys. Like, this is changing my life. You know, just to be able to have those conversations about what a 401k is, what a 401k matches, like that's the most rewarding part, I think, on my end, right? Is like, we're helping people that are putting in very hard work change their lives. And that's my favorite part of the job. That's why I keep showing up every day.
I love it. Well, for everyone listening, almost the entire interview, Maka's just been smiling. So she's really got a lot of joy and purpose in what she does. And again, I just got goosebumps again when I'm hearing about breaking generational, you know, these generational stories and creating new futures for oneself, one's family. All this is possible, ladies and gentlemen, if you kind of just engage that mind, right? Engage that curiosity, that creativity. So once again, check out the show notes and you can learn more about Av Academy. And thanks so much, Maka. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.